This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 19th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme from Bhagalpur in Bihar today. The scheme provides 6,000 rupees annually to land-holding farmers in three equal installments. Programs will also be organized in 731 Krishi Vigyan Kendras across the country, with nearly 2.5 crore farmers joining the program physically or virtually. Sharing the details of the program, Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said the day will be celebrated as Kisan Samman Samaroh to create awareness about the schemes of the central and state governments. He said more than 9.8 crore farmers across the country will receive financial assistance of over 22,000 crore rupees through direct benefit transfer. He said more than 3.46 lakh crore rupees have been disbursed so far to more than 11 crore farmer families in the country under the PM Kisan scheme. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Global Investors Summit, GIS, in Bhopal today. The capital of Madhya Pradesh will host hundreds of guests from all over the world at the newly inaugurated tent city constructed near Kaliasoth Dam. The two-day summit will hold departmental summits and specialized sessions on pharma and medical devices, transport and logistics, industry, skill development, tourism and MSMEs, among others. It will also include international sessions like the Global South Countries Conference, Latin America and Caribbean sessions, and special sessions for key partner countries. Three major industrial exhibitions will be held during the summit: the Auto Show, the Textile and Fashion Expo, and the One District, One Product ODOP Village. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Assam beginning this afternoon. During the visit, the Prime Minister will attend the Jumojar Bindini program in Guwahati today. He will inaugurate the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit tomorrow. The first session of the 8th Assembly of Delhi will begin today. Newly elected members of the House will be sworn in on the first day of the session. The election of the Speaker of the Assembly will also take place today. On the second day of the session, Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena will address the House, and the CAG reports related to the work of the previous government will also be presented. Meanwhile, Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has appointed MLA Arvinder Singh Lovely as pro tem speaker. Mr. Singh will administer the oath to newly elected MLAs. Addressing a press briefing after the Legislative Party meeting, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said the tabling of CAG report will be the most important aspect of the Assembly session.
इसमें वो सारी काम जो दिल्ली की जनता के लिए होने हैं, जो दिल्ली की जनता के अधिकार हैं, वहाँ से शुरुआत होगी। और इस सदन में जो सबसे महत्वपूर्ण बात आने वाली है, पहले ही सदन में सीएजी की रिपोर्ट हम सदन के पटल पे रखेंगे। जनता की गाड़ी खून पसीने की कमाई जिसका पिछली सरकारों ने दुरुपयोग किया, एक-एक रुपए का हिसाब जनता को देना होगा।
The Chief of the Army Staff, General Upendra Trivedi, will begin his four-day official visit to France today as part of efforts to bolster India-France defence cooperation. The Army Chief will receive the Guard of Honour before engaging in discussion with French Army Chief General Pierre Schell at Les Invalides, Paris today. The aim of the meeting is to foster stronger military ties between the two nations. In sports news, in the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, India thrashed their arch-rivals Pakistan by 6 wickets at Dubai International Cricket Stadium last night. Player of the match, Virat Kohli, made a significant century, destroying Pakistan's bowling attack. Opting to bat first, Pakistan team was bundled out for 241 runs with 2 balls to spare. Saud Shakil scored higher 62 runs. For India, Kuldeep Yadav bagged 3 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.